Well, good morning, good morning. This one is a much earlier start than I could ever have imagined for us connecting and meeting at this time. Now, for me, in this space in the world, it is just after 5 a.m. So a very early morning to you. And it's actually a little bit later now. The calling was 5 a.m. And I've spent a little bit of time just sitting on the back step, because as I stepped out, it was pitch black and raining. And I have a little bit of light from the full moon still. It's a couple of days after the full moon. So a tiny, tiny bit of light, but it's overcast here and rainy. So a lot of that earlier morning light was blocked out. So today, just right now, the birds have just started to sing. And this is where I took my cue to go, all right, okay, let's keep going forward with this, wherever this may head. So a very early good morning to you. And this episode is about not just the early morning, because this time is just fabulous for lots of beautiful connection time, as I know a lot of people love enjoying those early morning times, but for different reasons. Some people exercising and moving their bodies. Some people are writing and journaling. It's a fabulous time for beautiful, if you're an author or in creative writing space, this is, as you would know, a very magical time. But also people who love to connect and meditate and really even just connecting in with themselves and their body, whatever that might look like to them, these times are definitely magical. So I took that opportunity to run with exactly the calling of stepping out into the unknown, even at unknown times. This is not what I expected today. I'm actually incredibly full in the next 3 days away. So I didn't believe that a recording would happen within these next 3 days, but here we are. And I love these types of opportunities the most. So this morning's message was around the unknown and how pretty much the magic happens in the unknown. And as I mentioned, when I got up, it's dark, it's pitch black, and I can see a little bit more now. But mostly, I had to put the torch on my phone, and when I walked out, I could only see the step in front of me. And that's super symbolic. We see that all the time in all the messages that are out there when we're following our path, whether that's something like we might see we're following our dreams, or we're just achieving this next goal that we would love in our life. There's a lot of that that can't be planned for. There's a lot of that that we can't see ahead. We don't know what that destination point is. And is there ever a destination point? Or are we always striving and striving, as they say, and never arriving? Because is it more about that journey? And stepping out into the unknown was very much like this morning of stepping out into the dark. Now, even though we're stepping into the unknown, the key message for this morning is that we also get to we get to make conscious choices. So just as I stepped out, I went, oh, it's raining as well. And there were other conditions around that it just didn't feel right. And so I just took that opportunity to sit and observe on that back doorstep. And my goodness, was there some magic that happened around me, because I haven't sat at that particular location ever at 5 a.m. or before 5 a.m. Especially a couple of days after a full moon with the sky like that, especially with the rain as well, especially with everything that is around the location here. And so I sat with that and observed it and made a conscious choice when I was ready to walk on that next step. I still couldn't see. I still used the torch on my phone to light up that next step for me. That's all I could see, just that stepping stone that's in front of me. But what I love about these times is it pretty much applies to everything in our life. Whether we've just met somebody and we're in this new relationship, maybe we don't even call it a relationship. Maybe we're just dating somebody or getting to know somebody in a deeper connection. We don't know where that's going. We're just taking that next step that's lit up like the torch on my phone for that next little step. And of course, the analogy, because I am walking along this same pathway, with each of those little steps where the torch is lit just where my foot's going, we're moving forward. And that relationship starts to unfold, or that new job, or that new goal, or exciting project, or exciting new business, or that book we're going to write, or that cookie shop that we're about to open, or whatever it might look like for you. And just as I'm walking along here, I feel like one of the, what do I even call it, maybe a dream many years ago, I can remember so clearly. It was so vivid and such a great, I love that symbology and imagery. So I'll share this and I'll try and remember all of those finer details. So a few years ago, this imagery came and it started with basically like a room that would be a broom cupboard, let's say. Just imagine a small room. It's got no windows. It might not even have a door. And there's not too much in here. If there is anything in here, you know where it is. We can put our arms out, we can touch the sides and the walls, and we can move about in this space. If we need to take a step forward on our path, we know exactly how fast we're going, we know all the settings around us. And if it was dark, if we imagine this space to be dark, so it's not lit up, we feel comfortable. We pretty much have everything under control in this space. And then it moved from that scene, it's almost like playing a movie, to the next scene, which showed a bedroom. So just imagine your bedroom, you have a window, you have a door, and you have all of your comfort things in your room. You've got your bed, maybe you have your clothes and all of your items and possessions and everything that you love. And you know this room so well that you can also move about this space. If it was dark, if all the lights were out, you still kind of know where the bed is, where the edge of the cupboard is, you know, not to kick your toe on the edge of that bed. You know you're not going to get hurt. You know you're safe in this space. And there's a window. And so you go over to the window and you look at everybody that's walking by or jogging by outside the window. Some people out there might be chasing their dreams and you're like, hello and wow, and this is amazing. And then you look out in the distance and you get to see these fireworks. And you go, whoa, I love the fireworks. I love watching those. I love not kind of knowing what's coming next, but I observe and I watch. And those fireworks are your dreams, and you talk about them and you watch them and observe them. But we stay in the bedroom. We stay in our comfort of that known space. We might not take any of those challenges or risks. We like staying in this zone. And then the scene changed again. It was like it played again in the movie. And the next, as you can see where this is going, the next scene was like, I'd probably describe it like a warehouse, a really, really big warehouse. And you now have multiple doors, you have lots of windows, and you have a lot of things in this warehouse. You are going big. You've got people that come in and out of these doors and maybe drop things off and some things drop away. And when the lights go out in this warehouse space, we start to bump into things. We go, oh, that's right. We put those deliveries there, or I change that part around. And yeah, you kick your toe and you fall and trip over things. And sometimes it feels like the space is really big. That if all those lights are out and we stretch our arms out, sometimes we don't have that help or support. We don't quite know where we are. But we're within our container of this huge warehouse. We're stretching and we're growing. And the next scene changed to open air now. We are in an open stadium. It was a huge, okay, let's call it a football stadium. Like a Super Bowl stadium. Suddenly now, there's no roof anymore. And we are down on the football field. We're out there on that field and we're exposed. And this space, if it is dark, we really don't know what's happening. We can kind of every now and again follow that path along on the ground. But every now and again, we can see that there's people up in the spectator stands. Have a look at them up in that stand. Some of them are just fabulous support and they're cheering for us. They are such an amazing divine love support. And then have a look over there again. Every now and again, there might be someone who isn't so supportive of us. Maybe they're heckling from the sides and they're calling out names. Maybe it's one long slow clap, almost as if to congratulate us. But really, really, does that energy feel like we're actually being supported? Maybe we're even getting called some names. Maybe we're getting laughed at. Maybe things are even being thrown from the sides. And we're out there. We're exposed. It's easy for those people on the sides to say things to us. And we go, well, these conditions out here are getting bumpy. They're starting to feel a little bit different. Anything can happen to me here. I'm incredibly exposed. But I'm going to keep going in this space of an unknown. I'm going to keep following these steps in my pathway. And then the scene changed again. And I'll jump a couple here, but I'll go up to one of the last ones. Because we can see where it's going, right? The last one was pretty much, let's call it space, like a quantum space. We're out in the cosmos. Oh my, this particular location. It was in like a chariot. We all have like our own individual chariot. And we're flying along in this chariot. Now, it is fast out here. There's also no sides. We also don't feel like we kind of particularly belong or attach into any location. There were no sides in this one. There's no roof. It's actually fully out there, right on that leading edge. Right on the leading edge. And these conditions change, and they can change fast. They can change from heat. We're feeling the heat. We can change to cool and cold. It can be bumpy. The weather's bumpy. The chariot blows in the wind, and in those weather conditions, we are out there exposed and we can't see. It's pitch black. It's pitch black. But we can see in our chariot and we've got our protection. We're incredibly safe and we know this chariot really, really well. And we can go anywhere. We can go anywhere in this. We keep focusing and steering our chariot in that direction that we feel called in. What our intuition is speaking to us, calling us forward. Can we see much further than that? Nope. And I loved this analogy and it was fabulous. And what the really beautiful thing about this is that we don't always have to go through from, let's say, the very, very, very small dark room at the beginning, all the way through to the bedroom, to the warehouse, to the stadium, And then right up, let's say, we'll scoot forward all the way up in our chariot, up to the quantum field, up to the cosmos, up to outer space, if you prefer. We don't have to go there in a straight line. In fact, it's not linear. There are times where we might be flying high there in that chariot. We're off on our adventure, but we can take our chariot back to our very safe, incredible small dark room again. We can regroup there, we can rest there, we can sit there, because there is no hierarchy to this order. There's no right or wrong. There's nothing linear about this process. It just spirals around with seasons. There's seasons that change, some that go fast, some that are out there on the leading edge. And sometimes it feels like we're in different spots, just like those scenes, almost like that movie playing. And sometimes that also happens in different areas of our life. So maybe we have one area, like our business maybe, or our finances mastered, we're financially free, but our relationships might be suffering. Or the other way around, we have incredible relationships and we're working on our career. So it also doesn't have to be all areas of our life that we're out here in this chariot, or in any of those spots along the way. But what I love about each of those scenes is that we get to use that imagery to reflect. That's all we're doing. We're learning more and remembering more about ourselves. And we all know, all of us, when we've got our bedroom scene and we're looking out the window and we enjoy our comfort zone. We love our comfort zone. We love this space. We know it so well. And we look from the window at our dreams and we talk about them and we observe them. But this is also a space where we look out that window and we see other people doing theirs and we focus on that and we stay in the window of comfort. Because the thing about each of these scenes, maybe the catch of it, why it showed this part at the end, is because we need to leave that cupboard space, that known one, the one at the beginning, where you've mastered that space, or the bedroom space. If we want to those fireworks to bring them to life instead of watching them in our mind's eye, or watching them on our paper, writing our goals down or manifesting our goals, and we watch them and we go, well, they're not coming true. They're just not happening for me. Are we in our bedroom? Are we watching from the sidelines in our window? Or maybe we did make it onto the big football stadium scene, but maybe we hopped off the field. Maybe we hopped into the stands and we almost watch with other people at ourselves. Maybe we're the ones calling ourselves names. Maybe we're the ones that are judging what we're doing. And so we stop playing on the field, even though we got ourselves to this bigger open air stadium, but we hop back into okay, this is fabulous for anyone that hopefully you can hear that noise in the background. For anyone who's not from Australia, that is a kookaburra. So he didn't quite get to his laughing stage, and hopefully he has another go, because he's laughed right at the greatest time. He's laughed when we're talking about the stadium. He's one of those ones that's sitting on the sidelines, but maybe we're laughing at ourselves. So hopefully he goes again. So those who get to hear a kookaburra in the very early mornings in Australia. Fabulous bird. And so for this episode today, walking forward on our path might mean we need to make some uncomfortable and challenging steps and decisions. So if we want those fireworks outside our bedroom window to actually come alive, to hop into our chariot, to go up to the cosmos, to actually be out there on that leading edge, living, breathing, walking your talk, talking your walk, walking your talk, just out there, not knowing what you're doing. No, we're not going for knowledge. We're not going for more information. We're not going for more learning. In fact, we might have to unlearn to hop out of that bedroom. We might have to be brave and go, you know what? I've learned enough, or I've studied enough, or whatever that might be in your field that's relevant for you. That might be the time that you go, you know what? I'm just going to go from the bedroom. I'm opening that door. I'm stepping into the warehouse. And from the warehouse, we go into the stadium field. Maybe we jump that one because nothing's linear. And we jump up and hop into our chariot. Now out there in that chariot, just like this morning, what happened when I opened the door, when it's pitch black and it's raining and there's lots going on in a very unknown space? There's a lot that's going to happen out there. There's a lot in the unknown. And are you heading to a destination? Who knows? I kind of often say, who cares as well. And this isn't as a don't care about anything, as in nothing matters. It's in having more of a carefree lens, a less attached lens to an outcome. Just enjoy your chariot. Enjoy what the bumpiness brings, because it's not all smooth sailing. If we see things more with an equilibrium, an equanimous view, where we actually go, okay, there's two sides often to things. We say they're good or bad, or I like this or I don't like this. And what if we just started saying it just is? It just is out here. Out in the chariot, we don't really talk with good and bad. I like this, don't like this. We can do that in our bedroom. We can make that space really, really comfortable. But for those that really want to change things in their life or an area of their life, and to step out of that bedroom door or maybe the broom cupboard and actually start living that dream. And this doesn't have to be something big. This is just living your true authentic self. That is big. I look at that and go, now that is the greatest gift we can give ourselves, our children, our families, our loved ones, our friends, everybody around us, the world. That's what we're here for, to be our true authentic self. And if along the way you create some amazing things, you write that book or you start that new career or you go back to school, or you go and take that dance class, or you ask that beautiful person that you would like to have a relationship to meet with you. That is your chariot leading edge. That is you creating your magic on what we call this path of life. And so thank you for joining me on this very early morning episode today. Certainly nothing that I would have ever expected, but was an incredible, beautiful experience to share with you. So as always, as I love to share, please stay really soft, really gentle, and extra kind if you were reflecting on any of those particular rooms that we spoke about, or maybe more so the warehouse or the stadium, or out there, somewhere in the unknown, in your chariot, out there, exposed, changing things up, speaking your truth, walking your talk, in a small way or a big way. You're an incredibly brave soul. incredibly brave and courageous. So softness, kindness, and gentleness to self, which obviously overflows through to others in each of the moments, because you won't be alone out there. There's a lot of other people that want to co-create with others that are also in that same space. So enjoy, and sending you so much love from this space. We didn't get to hear the kookaburra again, but maybe we'll catch him another time. Signing off. Have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world, or evening whenever you're listening to this. And I really look forward to whatever surprises come in the next episode.